Page 107. Listen for main ideas.
Probably most gestures of everyday kindness and generosity are never recorded. But when it comes to organized charities, fundraisers make it their business to know who is giving and why. Welcome, Ms. Palmer.
Glad to be here.
What studies have been done on volunteering and charitable giving?
Actually, we don't know all of that much about what really motivates people to give. We know how often they give, and about half of Americans volunteer their time, and 75% of people give money. There have been some polls that give some indication of what are some of the kinds of things that make people want to give. And usually it's the passion for the cause. That's what they really care about. Whatever it is that they're involved with, they care about it a great deal, and that motivates them more than anything else, more than the tax benefits, more than the desire to repay somebody for something. They really care very, very much about whatever it is that they're getting involved in, and that's the biggest motivator.
Do positive appeals work better than negative appeals?
It's hard to tell. It depends on what the issue is. One of the things that politically minded causes often find is that when they have an enemy, they do very well. If they can say that this is the big threat to something, you better do something now or else something bad will happen, people give in a big way.
Now, what about the difference between volunteering time and volunteering money?
A lot of people have differing attitudes on that, and both are very valuable, but I think people feel better after they volunteer. Writing the check feels good, but I think most people really, when they go to volunteer, they see the direct effects of what they're doing, and that's much more rewarding to them.
Now, what's the magnitude of this in terms of percentage of the population? I mean, is there a figure at what percentage of the population give either their time and or their money?
About 50% of people say that they volunteer at least at some point, maybe just, you know, a short-term volunteering project or something like that. It's a smaller percentage that actually volunteers once a week or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at least half of Americans say they volunteered at some time in the past year. 75% of people said they made some kind of a cash donation, and that's often to some kind of a religious institution, which is what commands the biggest share of contributions, but also to multiple other causes. So most people in America do give something.
What about social class? Is that as predictable as it should be?
The very wealthy do give more often, and they give a little bit differently. They tend to like to go to these black tie benefits and do that sort of thing. And they also like to give with their name attached to it. People who are not in that wealthy class tend to give anonymously more often and say that that's something that they prefer to do.
Would you say that the less wealthy give a larger percentage of their income?
The evidence is debatable on that, and that's something that economists really disagree on. I think the biggest group of economists think that the poor do give proportionately more, but there's a strong argument to be made on the other side that the wealthy are giving proportionately more. So that's something that is continuing to be studied, and we hope at some point we'll get a more definitive answer with better data. Part of it is, how do you count what's giving? Is it giving when somebody helps their neighbor and gives, you know, a bunch of their winter clothing to somebody next door? Should you count that as part of charitable giving? It's not part of formal giving, but it's certainly something that one would consider generous. The other problem is getting people to accurately say what it is that they've given in response to what they're being asked. Do you remember what you gave over the past year, honestly? Might you exaggerate it when somebody asks you, were you a giving person last year? All of those things are what researchers are trying to factor out so that they get honest answers.
Other than the thing we talked about a minute ago about, you know, caring about the cause, are there other reasons that people give? Are there other sort of universals that differentiate a giver from a non-giver?
Usually it's some kind of moral or religious feeling that also motivates a great deal of people to give. And it seems to come out of a feeling that it's important to, in some ways, give back to society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's often part of a family tradition or something that people have been taught all along the way, that that's something that's vital. And one of the things we're seeing a lot of is efforts to teach very young children how to give, because it's clear that it is something that can be taught and something that the more people learn about as part of a tradition stays with them for all of their lives. So you even see kindergarten classes doing United Way fundraising fundraising events, and I think we'll be seeing much more emphasis on teaching children because we can see that that really pays off. And you see in a lot of schools, too, this mandatory service requirement where they actually have to do community service to graduate. That's part of a way to show people, you know, here I worked on a housing project, or I helped clean up a river, or I helped do something. Here's the difference that I made. Mm-hmm. And that seems to make a huge difference in helping people give all throughout their lives.
Thank you very much, Ms. Palmer, for appearing on The Infinite Mind.
Thank you.